what they thought about themselves. That ought to be who we are as well. So turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians, and we're going to start walking through some Bible verses that are there and look at what they thought about who they were. In chapter 1 of 1 Thessalonians, he makes this statement in verses 8 through 10. "For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything." Now here are the significant verses. "For they themselves show us what manner of entering in we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and the true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come." And so these people, whenever they went in and preached to them, they were religious people. They worshiped all the time. But they were worshiping idolatry. They were worshiping the idols of that day. And all of a sudden, here is a group of people that have turned their back on idolatry, and they've chosen to serve the living and true God. Why did they need to turn their back on idolatry? They obviously thought, we can't be saved over here. And if we're going to be saved, we've got to turn to this religion to receive the salvation of our sins, from our sins. And as they talked about this, you'll notice that they realized their worship was inadequate in idolatry. While over here, they were serving a dead god, one that was a lifeless piece of stone or silver or gold, whatever it might be. It might have eyes, but it could not see. It might have ears, but it could not hear. It might have a mouth, but it could not speak. And so this dead god, they trade in for a living god. And as he talks about this god, he said, this was a false god, and we've turned to serve the true God. And so as you look at the very conversion of these people at the outset, we see that they're making a distinction between being a pagan servant of an idol to become a Christian. And so there was a distinction made between Christianity and Christians and those that worshipped the temple of Zeus or the temple of Jupiter, those that might worship Diana, those that might worship some other god, be it Mars, Hermes, or whomever it might be. They saw themselves as a different body of people than that. And so as he continues to describe these people, they were distinguishable from that other group. In 1 Thessalonians 2, he talks about another thing that happened. He was impressed that these people that had become Christians at Thessalonica and had suffered persecution at the hands of their fellow citizens were willing to give up their idolatry and suffer at the hands of their fellow citizens in the same way as what happened in the city of Jerusalem back when the gospel was first preached. Now begin reading with me, and we come to 1 Thessalonians 2 and let's back up to verse 10 to get the context. "Your witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. As you know, how we exhorted and comforted you and charged you as a father doth his own children, that you should walk worthy of God, who hath called you into his kingdom." What is the church? The church is the kingdom of God. And it calls to mind the preaching of John the Baptist, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." and the preaching of Jesus, who followed in the same steps. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It reminds us of the statement that Jesus made to Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a Jew, a Pharisee, highly respected among the Jewish people, and he came to Jesus by night. And Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless you're born of the water and of the Spirit." What do you mean, born of the water and the Spirit? I'm a Jew. I'm a son of Abraham. Am I not automatically a member of the kingdom of God? No, you have to be born of the water and of the Spirit. And so being a Jew wasn't good enough for Nicodemus. He needed to be a citizen in the kingdom of God, which involved being born of the water and of the Spirit. And as these people are talking, notice what he's saying. We're citizens of this kingdom that Jesus came to establish. And to show the distinction that is there between them and the Jews, go ahead and look just a little bit down below there in verse 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing. Because when you received the word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but it is as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh in you that believed. So what do these people at that Thessalonica think? They thought they had the word of God, not just the traditions of men, but the word of God. And whether it was preached to them by an apostle, or whether it was written to them in an epistle, it was